Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it is a great day. It is a great day for beginning a new week in this country. The hearings are underway at the Senate Judiciary Committee concerning the confirmation for the nomination for the Supreme Court of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. And frankly, people on both sides, but particularly the Republicans, did a very fine job of putting this in a proper context and making you proud of our country. And it should help to reassure some people. There are new journalistic efforts all over the place. Two in the New York Times, two huge articles, both in Sunday's newspaper, about how democracy is in trouble and democracy can't function. The Republicans made a particular point of showing that they are going to be gracious, they are going to be positive, they're going to be substantive. They won't all vote to confirm Judge Jackson, but they all are treating her with the respect she deserves, that she's earned with a substantive career. And she is going to be then responding to all of the senators who got an opening statement. And by the way, Ben Sasse was great. You expect that. Ted Cruz was particularly good. And basically, while having a few nudges about how differently they are handling this than the way the Democrats handled, oh, say, just take for an example, Brett Kavanaugh. Or you could even say Amy Coney Barrett. But look, here, what is going on is an indication that, yes, democracy is alive in America. And it's hard not to contrast that with the yearning that the people of Ukraine, for which they are giving up their lives, the yearning they have for a system that will work like that, for actually preserving the functioning democracy that they have fought for since becoming independent, fully independent of Russia, and now defending that independence. There is a piece by Max Boot in the Washington Post. Against all odds, Ukrainians are winning. Russia's initial offensive has failed. So what next? And why did deterrence fail? In other words, the United States has a formidable military. Why is it that that formidable military wasn't able to deter this reckless decision to invade Ukraine that Vladimir Putin made? We will get to that. We have a guest who has written a piece on precisely that subject, Nadia Shadlow. She is with a fellow at the Hoover Institution and the Hudson Institute. She'll be joining us. We'll be joined by Andy McCarthy of National Review on the significance of the Jackson nomination of the Supreme Court and the significance in the way that Republicans are handling this right now. We will also be speaking to an author of a very controversial column that says that basically Republicans are acting as if they want to erase the diversity in America's past. And she's particularly aiming her fire at Governor DeSantis of Florida. But we will get to that as well. Okay, first off, the idea that there is a turning point in the war. Now, this can be for better, it can be for worse. Nearly 4 weeks into the Russo-Ukraine war, writes Max Boot in the Washington Post, the situation is going to bad to worse for Russian dictator Vladimir Putin. Now, by the way, is there anyone out there who actually doesn't celebrate the idea that things are going badly for Vladimir Putin? Anyone out there who actually believes it's too bad that he's not winning this war? No, it's a great blessing, and it's, frankly, a providential miracle, it seems to me. Gary Kasparov reported on Saturday that a joke is making the rounds in what is left of the Russian internet. We are now entering day 24 of the special military operation to take Kyiv in 2 days, says the joke on the Russian internet. The Russian offensive has been culminated, a military term meaning that an army can no longer continue attacking without having achieved most of its objectives. Analysts at the Institute for the Study of War and the American Enterprise Institute, two Washington think tanks, assess that Ukrainian forces have defeated the initial Russian campaign of this war. The war has stalemated. Both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal are talking about the Russians now moving to Plan B. What is Plan B? Plan B is for a longer war. The Russians, by the way, just lost their fifth general who was picked off within the last 24 hours. But Plan B means that they are going to concentrate on destroying cities, on slaughtering civilians, on basically inflicting pain on the Ukrainian people. And yet there is, and it's truly wonderful that we have a free media in this country where those media are able to give you some flavor of what is actually happening. NBC, and yeah, I know, NBC, they lean to the left. They just did a wonderful piece about farmers in Ukraine who are risking their own safety to go out there with Russian jets overhead to make sure that the harvest gets in, that things are planted and grown. Ukraine has always been known as the breadbasket of Europe. They say that about one-third of all the wheat, the grain that is harvested and then exported in the world, about one-third of that is Ukrainian. So this could cause this war if the farmers don't do their patriotic duty and plant and bring in the crops. What they are doing is as important as any soldier right now in Ukraine. In any event, the Russians have made the greatest progress in the south. They're close to establishing a land bridge between Crimea and Russian-occupied territory in eastern Ukraine, writes Max Boot, who is a very fine, by the way, military historian. After weeks of vicious bombardment, Russian troops have entered the city of Mariupol. Unless Ukrainian reinforcements can somehow break the Russian siege, it appears that Mariupol will eventually fall. But the long delay in taking Mariupol has prevented Russian troops from pivoting to try to encircle Ukrainian troops fighting in Donbass or to reinforce the attack on Kyiv. The situation elsewhere, even the south, is dismal for the Russians. Ukrainian troops have counterattacked and driven the Russians away from Mykolaiv. A counterattacked. It's a city of 470,000 people. As long as Mykolaiv remains free, the Russians cannot attack Odessa, Ukraine's third largest city and the biggest Black Sea port, by land, and therefore cannot risk an amphibious assault from the sea either. Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, is located 20 miles from the Russian border and is full of ethnic Russians. It was supposed to fall fast, but it is still not encircled and continues to hold out despite the terrible destruction inflicted by Russian artillery and rockets. There's also Kherson, which is a city in the south that was already occupied. They've already had their first demonstrations against the Russians, which they broke up by shooting at the demonstrators. We will get to more on Ukraine. We will be waiting for the opening statement by Judge Jackson and more on the MedVent Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, it's hard to say that things are going well in Ukraine, But you certainly can say that they're going badly for the Russians, which probably indicates that in long term, in the total perspective, things certainly going better than expected and going in a direction that would be beneficial toward the entire world, which is a result of the war that involves the preservation of the existence and survival of an independent nation of Ukraine. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will be getting back to the issue of Ukraine and also some of the manner, and I hope no one falls for it, but it was very obvious in that big rally that Putin did in Moscow that we covered part of. There was a, basically his image was taken. Somebody had, apparently they said it was a technical glitch. I suspect that some of the negative attitudes toward Putin that have emerged within Russia expressed itself with that glitch where he was giving his remarks to inspire all of these pro-war sentiments that had massed in this. They were bussed in and they were brought in this big soccer stadium, but where the World Cup had once been played there. But it didn't go so well technically for Vladimir Vladimirovich. And there's also a way at this celebration and in more pronouncements from the established Russian Orthodox Church and the Patriarchate, Patriarch Kirill in Moscow, that show how lucky we are that we don't have the formal association of government and religion in this country, that basically it's not keeps government in its proper realm, but not having the force of God, which clearly is something they're attempting to do in Russia. We will get back to this and to more, but first let's just take a look at what has been happening in the hearings this morning. Now, the hearings began with all of the senators giving opening statements. And what was very healthy about this was a different view of the Republican Party that Americans really do need to see, because this will help cement the likely Republican victory coming up in the November elections. Lindsey Graham, who's always outspoken when it comes to nominees for Supreme Court seats, and he's made it very clear. He believes that the right thing to do is not to say, well, you haven't picked the same kind of judge that I would have picked. The right thing to do is say, is this judge qualified? And is she someone who is a legitimate point of view for the president who appointed her? Is this somebody who can represent that point of view appropriately, not whether she has a point of view that agrees with me? This is the way Lindsey Graham explained that in his opening statement. This is 19A.
President Biden had a choice here, and he has every right to make it. Elections have consequences. He had many qualified African-American women to choose from. He chose you. Again, congratulations. Well-deserved honor here. You have worked hard all your life, and you have much to be proud of. I have said in the past, and I think it's good for the court to look like America, so count me in on the idea of making the court more diverse. And in the history of our country, we've never had an African-American woman serve on the court. But I also said that didn't get much coverage. I want the court to play a particular role in America. One is make it more low-light the country, but also make it operate in the confines of the Constitution. That didn't get a lot of coverage. So the hearings are going to be challenging.
Okay.
For you.
Here is
for the public.
Judge Jackson making her opening statement. A historic moment. Let's listen in.
I am humbled and honored to be here. And I am also truly grateful for the generous introductions that my former judicial colleague, Judge Tom Griffith, and my close friend, Professor Lisa Fairfax, have so graciously provided. I'm also very thankful for the confidence that President Biden has placed in me, and for the kindness that he and the First Lady and the Vice President and the Second Gentleman have extended to me and my family. Today will be the fourth time that I've had the honor of appearing before this committee to be considered for confirmation. Over the past 3 weeks, I have also had the honor of meeting each member of this committee separately, and I've met with 45 senators in total. Your careful attention to my nomination demonstrates your dedication to the crucial role that the Senate plays in this constitutional process, and I thank you. And while I'm on the subject of gratitude, I must also pause to reaffirm my thanks to God, for it is faith that sustains me at this moment. Even prior to today, I can honestly say that my life has been blessed beyond measure. The first of my many blessings is the fact that I was born in this great nation. A little over 50 years ago, in September of 1970, Congress had enacted two civil rights acts in the decade before, and like so many who had experienced lawful racial segregation firsthand, my parents, Johnny and Ellery Brown, left their hometown of Miami, Florida, and moved to Washington, D.C. to experience new freedom. When I was born here in Washington, my parents were public school teachers. And to express both pride in their heritage and hope for the future, they gave me an African name, Ketanji Onyeka, which they were told means lovely one. My parents taught me that unlike the many barriers that they had had to face growing up, my path was clearer. So that if I worked hard and I believed in myself in America, I could do anything or be anything I wanted to be. Like so many families in this country, they worked long hours and sacrificed to provide their children
this
every opportunity
Judge,
to
Ketanji Brown Jackson, nominated for the Supreme Court, making her opening statement. We will be speaking about her nomination and what it means and what the confirmation process is going to mean politically, culturally, and legally with Andy McCarthy, senior fellow at National Review Institute, distinguished attorney, former prosecutor, and more. Andy McCarthy coming up on the MedVet Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Judiciary Committee has started confirmation hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson. Here's Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
This committee should inquire, will you protect the rights of Americans to speak, to say unpopular ideas, to say ideas that the government doesn't want you to say, that you nonetheless have a right to say? Will you protect freedom or restrict it? Will a justice vote to defend your Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms, to defend your family, to defend your children? Or will a justice roll over to the Democrats that want a disarmed citizen?
The committee hearings will continue throughout the week. In more American gun violence, 10 people were shot at a spring break party in Dallas, and several others were injured as they tried to escape the gunfire. One person is still in critical condition following the shooting at the Space Dallas, a party venue. 9 other victims were taken to hospitals in stable condition. No arrests have yet been announced. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
McCarthy joins us, and always an honor to have him on, particularly on a busy day like today with the opening day for the hearings on the confirmation of Justice Designate Ketanji Brown Jackson. Andy, have you been listening, as I imagine, in between television and radio appearances? You've been listening to a little bit of Judge Jackson's opening statement, right?
I have, Michael, yes.
And what do you think?
I think she's what we expected. Let's remember now that this is not her first rodeo, as somebody pointed out, one of the senators pointed out during the opening statements. This is the second time, actually the third time, that she's been before this committee in confirmation hearings as a judge. Obviously, this is much more profile or high profile than the other times, but I think she's very poised and very polished and very likable. And, you know, obviously, if those were the key qualifications, I think she'd probably get confirmed 100-0. But, you know, the real show starts tomorrow.
Well, the one thing that struck me is, first of all, she began by thanking the country and her greatest blessing being been born in the United States. And I think it's very good for everybody in the country to hear that, because that's true for all of us. Yeah. That's the golden ticket that we all got, those of us who are lucky enough to be born here. But then she talked about religion, She talked about her family is filled with cops. She has two uncles who are cops. Her brother is a cop and then volunteered for the military. Basically, wasn't she seem like she's trying to send a message? She talked about her husband of 25 years who's a doctor. I believe he's a pediatric surgeon. Wasn't she sort of signaling, hey, conservatives, don't be afraid of me. I'm like a normal mainstream American.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what she's trying to do. And Michael, I must say, as you were describing that, what popped into my head for the first time, I hadn't actually thought about this, is it's kind of the way that Biden ran his campaign. You know, I think part of the reason that he won is because he was able to distinguish himself from the radical elements of his party and the field of candidates. And he basically, his pitch to the country was, I'm not scary. I'm, you know, I'm like you. I love the country. I love the police. I love, you know, traditional America. So, you know, I'm delighted to hear anybody say those things. But I think I'm probably with the lion's share of the country that wants to wants to cut the cards, so to speak, and
right,
make sure that she's serious about it.
Well, I heard almost all of the opening statements from the various senators, and it seems like somebody gave them very good advice, which is don't come across as nasty. Don't be angry. Basically, this is a lady who's going to get up there and be sympathetic, and that most Americans are going to feel the weight of what this means historically and what it means for her. Cory Booker seemed to have lost it. Did you hear Senator Booker's opening statement?
I did, yes. Well, I would call it an opening effusion. I think that was probably more like it. But, yeah, he did seem to, I was worried he was having a Spartacus moment there, you know, where he just got a little unhinged. But he seemed, you know, look, he seemed very joyous and very attuned to the history and the historic nature of this. I have to say, Michael, I don't mean to diminish the historic nature of it, but I have to say, you know, we're a country that currently has a black woman as vice president and who had a black woman as secretary of state, I think 20 years ago starting. So, you know, I do think these milestones are worth noting, but at a certain point, I think that the, you know, the historic nature has less currency to it. And what we need, the brass tacks we need to get down to is what is her judicial philosophy and how will she perform the job?
And do you have any doubt that there will be enough Republican votes, and frankly, when I say enough, well, I guess all they need is one, to secure her confirmation?
I have no doubt. I think that this is not a hill, even politically, that they would want to die on, even if they thought they had a decent case against her. You know, the fact is she doesn't change the trajectory of the court. She's going to vote exactly the way that Justice Breyer did, and she certainly did, yeah. And when she was confirmed for the Court of Appeals last year, three Republicans voted for her. I think it was Graham, Murkowski, and Collins. I expect all of them will vote for her this time around. I know Graham made some noises today, like he's you know, he's still in play, but I've heard that before. I think she's going to get between 3 and 6 Republican votes.
And that sounds about right. In terms of the meaning of this, is do you think this provides provides some boost to the Biden administration, which has been struggling so badly, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, look, this is a chance for them, you know, to turn the page a bit away from what's been some bad news for them. I think the problem, Michael, is that And this goes to, you know, your point about whether she has enough votes and all that stuff. I don't think this is going to be terribly controversial, and I don't expect it to be a big news item for more than a day or two. In the meantime, you know, every day people are going to the pump and seeing, you know, their eyes are popping out at the gas prices. They go to the stores and they see the food prices. They see Ukraine is exploding. You know, Biden's about to do this awful Iran deal, which is just, like, mind-boggling. So I don't know how much of a surcease he gets from everything else from this. I imagine it's, it's obviously a positive for him politically, but how much of one, I think it's going to be negligible.
Yeah, well, obviously, when you the upstage from Ukraine, that just moments ago, Russia said to a U.S. envoy that Russian-American relations are on the verge of rupture. And given how careful the administration has been not to do anything that they call escalatory to make things worse with another nuclear power, that's got to be the overwhelming concern right now for most Americans, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I think that's right, but I would also say that when the United States signals to a rogue country that it's not going to do anything no matter how brutal the aggression gets, I can't think of anything that could be more escalatory than that. And what stops this kind of stuff from happening is when the United States acts like it takes seriously its role in the world. And I am not somebody who thinks that we need to get into a military conflict where American troops are fighting in Ukraine. But I do think that when the United States signals to Putin and the Putins of the world that they have basically an open field, you can't expect them not to take it.
No, it's exactly right. And it's wonderful to talk to you, especially when we're so closely in line. That's Andy McCarthy, who's senior fellow at the National Review Institute, a contributing editor at National Review, former and distinguished federal prosecutor and author of Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency. More coming up on the Jackson hearings and the war in Ukraine.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, in the Senate hearing room for the Judiciary Committee, the opening day of hearings, this, by the way, concluding on a day when Justice Thomas has been hospitalized. He is due to return to his duties on the court within a couple of days. Apparently it is not a serious hospitalization. It is not COVID. He is suffering from some kind of infection. But the announcement from Clarence Thomas and his family has been that he will be reading documents, conferring with his colleagues electronically while he is still in the hospital. And what it does remind everybody about, of course, is how important the health of one of the strongest constitutionalist voices on the court really is, because, and also it's an indication of why the tendency has been, and certainly has been true for Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Barrett, and for Justice Designate Ketanji Jackson, they're people who are younger. And as Clarence Thomas was, he is now the longest-serving justice on the court. He, of course, was appointed in 1991, I believe, confirmed. Yeah, it was at the end of 91. And Justice Thomas, he should recover completely and be in good health and have many, many more years to help lead the Supreme Court. Justice Thomas is 73. Justice-to-be, now Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, concluded her opening statement, very carefully prepared, very well delivered, and she has a very winning smile, which is a helpful thing when people are watching on TV. This is what she said wrapping up her opening statement.
Now, in preparing for these hearings, you may have read some of my more than 570 written decisions, and you may have also noticed that my opinions tend to be on the long side. That is because I also believe in transparency, that people should know precisely what I think and the basis for my decision. And all of my professional experiences, including my work as a public defender and as a trial judge, have instilled in me the importance of having each litigant know that the judge in their case has heard them, whether or not their arguments prevail in court.
Okay, and she is talking about one of the criticisms that is raised of her is that her opinions are very rarely terse. They are long-winded, but thorough. Here is her final words of her opening statement. Listen.
During this hearing, I hope that you will see how much I love our country and the Constitution and the rights that make us free. I stand on the shoulders of so many who have come before me, including Judge Constance Baker Motley, who was the first African-American woman to be appointed to the federal bench and with whom I share a birthday. And like Judge Motley, I have dedicated my career to ensuring that the words engraved on the front of the Supreme Court building, equal justice under law, are a reality and not just an ideal. Thank you for this historic chance to join the highest court, to work with brilliant colleagues, to inspire future generations, and to ensure liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, it's probably certainly a good thing for Judge Jackson that she was given the very last slot to make televised comments. Senator Ben Sasse spoke very well and very graciously, but he also pointed out, and this is something that a number of Republican senators made the point about, that they were going to treat Judge Jackson fairly, graciously, and no circus, no last-minute charges, sort of inquisition about what you did in high school. She had a very fine record in high school, by the way. And so did Brett Kavanaugh. But let's go back to Senator Sasse of Nebraska talking about comparing the treatment that they are planning to give to Judge Jackson to the way that some Democrats dealt with now Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Listen.
We started down this road of character assassination, in the 1980s with Judge Bork's hearings and searings. Senators have been engaged in disgusting theatrics ever since. The most recent Supreme Court nominee was subjected to repeated accusations that were nothing more than unfiltered religious bigotry against her. The nominee before her was accused of serial rape, aided by members of this committee. If this process were conducted in good faith, Miguel Estrada and Janice Rogers Brown might well be on the Supreme Court today, but their opponents lied and bullied rather than accepted principled minority judges. We've gotten so used to this kind of bullying that 2 years ago, the current Senate Majority Leader stood on the steps of the United States Capitol and screamed threats against two sitting justices of the Supreme Court that they would, quote, reap the whirlwind if they ruled in a way that didn't align with Chuck Schumer's political preferences. That's weird. We should all be able to pause and say, that's weird. That kind of behavior shouldn't happen.
And he's right. And here's what Ted Cruz said. And Ted Cruz, even for those who really despise Ted Cruz for whatever reason, he was excellent today. And here's his comment.
No one is going to inquire into your teenage dating habits.
No one is going to ask you with mock severity, do you like beer? But that's not to say this hearing should be non-substantive and non-vigorous. In this hearing, this committee has a responsibility to focus on issues, to focus on your record, to focus on substance.
And one of the interesting things is the possibility that when they do focus on substance, they will dig more deeply into philosophy. This is Lindsey Graham, clip 19.
It won't be a circus. We're off to a good start. Chairman Grassley couldn't get the first word out of his mouth before they shut down the place, so that's off to a good start. Most of us couldn't go back to our offices during Kavanaugh without getting spit on. Hope that doesn't happen to y'all. I don't think it will. As to the historic nature of your appointment, I understand. But when I get lectured about this from my Democratic colleagues, I remember Janice Rogers Brown, the African-American woman, that was filibustered by the same people praising it. I remember Miguel Estrada, one of the finest people I ever met. Completely wiped out. Didn't make it through the gang of 14, whatever gang I was in. I've been in so many. He didn't make the cut. Well-lived life just completely ruined. So if you're Hispanic or African-American conservative, it's about your philosophy. Now it's going to be about the historic nature of the pick. It's going to be about your philosophy. The bottom line here is when it is about philosophy, when it's somebody of color on our side, it's about we're all racist if we ask hard questions. It's not going to fly with us. We're used to it by now. At least I am. So it's not going to matter a bit to any of us. We're going to ask you what we think you need to be asking.
And that is, of course, their right, and we have to look forward to it. I'm going to also be asking what needs to be asked of Nadia Shadlow of the Hudson Institute and the Hoover Institution, a former member of the National Security Council. She has a column that asks a profound question. Why didn't deterrence work against Russia? Why weren't they as afraid of the United States as we appear to be of them? We'll get to that and more concerning war in Ukraine and this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my smooth.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.